Sanrio is a Japanese company famous for Hello Kitty and many other cute characters. But Sanrio is not only a character company. Which Sanrio character do you know best? Do you own anything with a character on it, such as a bag, notebook, or phone case? Why can cute design make people feel calm or happy? Can a company sell feelings or only products? Sanrio Company Ltd. was established on August 10, 1960. In its early history, the company was connected to gift products and what it called a social communication business. That phrase helps us understand Sanrio. The company was not only asking, how can we sell more goods? It was also asking, how can small goods help people communicate? A gift can be small, cheap, and simple, but it can still carry a message. A cute card or keychain may say, I thought of you. I hope you smile, or I know what you like. Sanrio's characters make that message easier to send. This is why Sanrio is more than a character factory. It sells small emotional signals that people can use in daily life. A mass-produced object can still feel warm when it carries a familiar character. Hello Kitty was designed in 1974. Her first product was a small purse. This matters because she did not become famous first through a movie, TV show, or long story. She entered people's lives through an everyday object. That beginning makes her different from many famous Western characters. Some characters first became popular on screens or in comics. Hello Kitty became popular on products that people could carry, use, and give. This product-first path helped her feel close. A character on a purse, pencil case, or lunchbox goes to school, work, shops, and friends' homes. It is not far away on a screen. It becomes part of daily life. One of Hello Kitty's most famous design features is that she usually has no mouth. Sanrio's U.S. customer care explanation says she speaks from her heart and is not tied to one language. In simple terms, her face does not force one emotion. This makes the design flexible. When a fan is happy, Hello Kitty can feel happy with them. When a fan is sad, she can feel quiet and gentle. A detailed face can be expressive, but it can also be narrow. Hello Kitty's simple face leaves space for the viewer's own feeling. This is one reason she can work in many countries. People do not need to understand Japanese language or a complicated backstory. The design is easy to read, but emotionally open. Hello Kitty is a Japanese-created character, but her official profile gives her an international world. Her name is Kitty White. Her birthday is November 1st, and she is described as being from the suburbs of London, England. This mix is interesting. Hello Kitty belongs to a Japanese company and to Japanese kawaii culture. At the same time, her name and setting give her a soft international feeling. She can feel Japanese and global at the same time. Kawaii is often translated as cute, but the feeling is wider. It can also mean soft, safe, friendly, gentle, small, warm, or comforting. Sanrio characters often use round shapes, soft colors, simple faces, and friendly moods. These choices make them easy to approach. That is why Sanrio is not only for children. Adults can also enjoy kawaii characters because they reduce stress, bring back memories, or make daily life feel lighter. Hello Kitty is Sanrio's most famous character, but Sanrio's strength comes from having many characters with different moods. Official Sanrio brand pages list characters such as My Melody, Little Twin Stars, Pochako, Pom Pom Purin, Cinema Roll, Kuromi, Gudetama, Hangyodan, and many others. This variety matters because not every fan wants the same kind of cute. Some people like sweet and gentle characters. Some like playful characters. Some like relaxed or funny characters. Some like cute, but not too sweet. In business terms, Sanrio offers many emotional doors. A child may like one character, a teenager may like another, and an adult may return to a character from childhood. Fans can also change favorites as their mood and identity change. Sanrio has stayed popular partly because it keeps fans active. The Sanrio character ranking is an annual fan voting event. The 2026 ranking includes 90 characters selected from more than 450 Sanrio characters, and the final results are scheduled for June 28, 2026. The 2025 ranking also shows how alive the fan world is. Sanrio reported more than 63 million votes in 2025. The top characters included Pom Pom Purin, Cinnamoroll, Pachaco, Kuromi, and Hello Kitty. Rankings are not only about winning. They give fans a reason to talk, vote, share opinions, and feel part of a community. Collaborations also help. Sanrio characters can appear with cafes, fashion brands, games, cosmetics, theme parks, and many kinds of goods. Because many characters have simple, flexible designs, they can change style without losing their identity. Why is social communication important for understanding Sanrio? It shows that Sanrio uses small gifts and character goods to help people send friendly emotional messages. Have you ever used a small gift to send a feeling? Why is Hello Kitty's first product important? It shows that Hello Kitty became popular through everyday products, not first through a movie or TV show. Can a character become popular through design alone? Why can Hello Kitty's simple face be powerful? It leaves space for people to imagine their own feelings, so the character feels flexible and easy to connect with. Do you prefer characters with simple designs or detailed designs? Why can Hello Kitty feel both Japanese and international? She was created by a Japanese company, but her official character world uses an international setting and a design many cultures can understand. Can kawaii culture be meaningful for adults too? Why is it useful for Sanrio to have many characters? Different characters match different moods, ages, and identities, so more fans can find a character that fits them. Which character mood is most interesting to you? Sweet, calm, rebellious? How do rankings and collaborations help Sanrio stay popular? Rankings keep fans active, while collaborations let characters appear in new products, styles, and communities. Do fan rankings make characters feel more alive? Why do people sometimes feel emotionally connected to fictional characters? Can cuteness be a serious business strategy? Do character goods make daily life better? Or do they encourage people to buy too much? Sanrio shows how a simple character can make ordinary products feel personal. The main discussion is not only whether cute things sell, but why people attach feelings to them.